Have you ever been pleasantly surprised when you've ordered a product or service from a company and not only did you get what you ordered, but they also sent you a little extra surprise, something that made you feel almost indebted to them? So happy were you that you got that extra little something that you thought to yourself, you know what, I'm going to order from them again. Well, it's happened to me multiple times and I'll tell you all about it in just a moment. You're listening to Grow an Online Business, where I'll share with you all of the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. Today, we're talking about small surprises. And when you order something from a company and they give you a little something extra, in fact, I've got one client that they send a personal handwritten note saying thank you with the customer's name on it, written by the person who packaged the item. And not only do they send that, but they also send stickers for the products, for the brand name, and sometimes even additional promotional stickers. But they always like to stick a little extra something in there for the customers. And it is paid off for them big time. So customers are often extremely excited to get that. In fact, I can tell you, share a little story with you. I bought a silk screen. So I ordered a silk screen from a company from San Francisco. I sent them the artwork, and then they sent me the screen print, or the screen itself, and they burned the image into the screen so that I could print some t-shirts and stuff for some friends. We were just having some fun. Anyway, I ordered the screen and it was expensive, a lot more expensive than I thought it was going to be in order to just mess around with some t-shirts. And ordered it. It was about $100 for the screen, which was, again, more than I wanted to spend. But nonetheless, I thought maybe it's worth it. We'll find out. And they sent me like four different stickers. One sticker I found super, super amusing. It said, screen printing is not a crime. Of course, it's not a crime. That's a ridiculous sentiment. But either way, a really cool looking sticker. I've got it on my toolbox. And then they sent another one with their logo on it. And then I believe another one of some other random thing. But those two stickers actually stuck out in my brain. And I ended up ordering from them, I don't know, half a dozen more times at least. And every single time I got more stickers. And it was not quite as exciting to get the stickers, but oh man, I loved getting the stickers when I got them. It just wasn't that initial small surprise of getting that little something extra when I ordered the product. But I'll tell you what, if you want to endear your customers to you, or have them get at least more of an emotional attachment to you or your company, then you've got to give them a little surprise. So it doesn't matter. The little surprise can be next to nothing, but it needs to be something tangible, something that they can relate back to you. So you could upgrade them to free shipping, or you could upgrade them to overnight shipping, or you could put a sticker in there. You could add a little note, a little handwritten thank you for ordering on their packing slip. It really doesn't matter, it's just so long as they feel that they've got something surprises them when they open it. Maybe your packaging is a little bit nicer than they were expecting when they opened up the package. Maybe the product was a little bit nicer. Maybe just any number of things. And I'll leave it up to you guys. I know you have, you've got vivid enough imaginations that you can go, oh my gosh, I know what I can do. It wouldn't cost me a thing extra, take a tiny bit of effort, but I bet it would pay off in the long run. It will. Customers love small surprises. It's actually called, let me make sure I don't butcher it here. It is actually called reciprocity surprise, or surprise reciprocity. So when you do something for your clients that surprises them, they feel excited and then become almost feeling like they're indebted, like they owe you something for that back. They want to surprise you back because you gave them an awesomeness, which was surprise. They want to surprise you back by placing another order or being a loyal customer or promoting you or giving you the that review online that you asked for. Or so when you blow their mind of your customer, your clientele, your audience, you actually give them a reason to help you out further. So if you're looking for if you're looking for them to tell someone about what a great job you've done, what a great product you've offered, whatever, if you don't surprise them and give them that little extra push to say, you know what, man, they are awesome, you'd be surprised at how far that will go. So don't be afraid to go that little extra step, to go that little extra that pushes you just past your competition. So if no one else is doing anything, any little thing that you do is going to put you in a position of authority over them and make the, your customers feel like you cared enough about them to go the extra little mile, extra mile to give them that little surprise. So anyway, that's all I've got for you today. Please do remember to give people small surprises. All right. And next, what I wanted to talk about is how it went this week in the business. So again, if you're not interested in listening to this part, cut out. This, we're going to go over what went well and what did not go well for my online business this week. Okay, it's more of what not didn't go well, but let's take a look. I'll jump here into analytics and we'll take a quick peek and see where we're at, and then we'll look on Google Search Console. So I'll jump onto Google Search Console first because typically that one comes up a little bit easier. Probably should have had these open for you. All right. So search results, not the best. I got 74 clicks. Okay. In the last, well, it's showing 3 months. So let's go last 7 days. Boop. And apply. Last 7 days, 2 clicks. Not a lot of visits. Not a lot of visits on organic traffic. So it looks like I got a little bit on Best Story Brand website and a 10-inch ring light. So there was at least somebody that looked at that. Average position 51. I am moving up and it is taking a very, very long time. So some of my keywords that I was ranking for before have dropped off. So it kind of, Google kind of does a thing, grabs all the keywords on your website, anything that it thinks you might be able to rank for or whatever, and then throws you up there. So I was at one point ranking for about 1150 words. I'm now down to 145. And instead of my average position being like 130, I'm down to 51. So Google is doing a great job of pruning down the keywords that it believes my website should and can rank for. And it is pushing me up slowly as I go. All right, so let's jump on and take a look at analytics. So analytics shows users were down 6.7%, and it's 28 users as of last week. So last week, it went down a little bit. Average engagement time went up a little bit, 32.9, so not too bad. And the new users, 27, so it went down about 10%. All right, that being said, it looks like I've gotten a whole bunch of traffic from a whole bunch of places all over the world again. Okay, so while I was down to just the United States, it appears that I am now getting found all over the place. So 196, this looks like it's the last 60 days, so let's see if I can change that to last 7. So users by country. Oh, last 7, nothing. Just the United States. Okay, that makes much more sense. So it looked like that had just gotten bumped up to last 60 days when I had people from all over the world coming to the site. So no more. It is only the United States, it looks like. So it's got a little blue on the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. Alrighty. So activity over time, I don't know. It's not super, super great. It looks like a couple weeks ago I had some returning customers, returning people that had been to the site and then come back. It looks like February 21st through 27th, not so much. So I had no returns There, and it looks like my events are down across the board, 18.4 down, down 14.7 on session start, page view, first visit down 10%, user engagement down 23%. Scroll is up, which is good. It's up 66.7%. So looks like those that are on the site are using more of the site. So I'm probably what that means in terms of traffic and the keywords. As I pare down, as Google pares down the keywords that I rank for and the users that it sends to my site, it's sending more qualified users, because instead of just sending somebody rapidly to my site, like, oh, this is a keyword, look, he ranks for it, go, boop. And so I pop up on Google, they're just kind of throwing me up there just to show users, hey, let's see if it works. They click on it and go, that's not what I was looking for at all, and they bounce off. Then that at least tells Google, hey, that's not the keyword that he should be ranking for, or at least not in that specific manner, if that makes sense. So, no hard feelings with Google. They are pruning and trimming. So I will be getting better and better traffic to my site. I am hoping to get that traffic up, obviously. And I'm hoping to get more and more organic traffic. It looks like I'm going to have to write some more articles in order to rank for the keywords I am looking for. Because as I go to Google Search Console, I am ranking for some things, but the stuff I'm actually looking to rank for, I have 9 other words I'm ranking for higher than what I'm actually looking to rank for. So on my page here, it shows, yeah. So number 10, 11, 12 are all things, which is SEO services, Bakersfield, affordable local SEO services, and then affordable local SEO. That's what I'm looking to rank for. And those are all fairly low. And then Bakersfield SEO, SEO Bakersfield. Yeah, so honestly, I'm ranking for them, but not nearly as predominant as I would like. So it looks like what I am actually ranking for is some other things. So I wrote an article on StoryBrand websites because I wanted people to understand when you make your website, it needs to tell a story. And if you put your brand in and you tell the story about your brand, it will help your SEO. Okay, so those are both pretty strong. I'm ranking for 1, 2, 3, 4 of my top 10 keywords are on StoryBrand websites. Okay, that's pretty good. I should probably go back and revisit that and make sure that I'm then leading people off of that page onto my other pages of my website, giving them calls to action so that they read that and go, oh, I want to do that with my website. I've given them strong examples of how it's done and what they should be doing on their website. And then if they want to take those examples and move forward on their own, great. If they want help with that, then I need to have some calls to action for them to be able to click on there and be able to message me to get help or have me do it for them. So anyway, that's where I'm at. I know we talked a little bit last week about Pinterest. Pinterest, I did post a whole bunch more pins, and I just at this point have not found any pins that are working for me. So I don't know. I'm not doing anything special. I'm not sharing. I'm not posting. I'm not like clicking or commenting on other people's. I'm probably not using Pinterest to the fullest of its capacity. I know that back when I was using it more and clicking on other pictures and saving and being a lot more active on the site, I was getting a lot more people to see my pins. Basically, it's showing that my pins are being seen about 4,700 times a month, and I had it upwards of 90,000 times for several months in a row. It was really, really moving there. I never did break 100,000, but I was getting closer and closer to breaking that 100,000. But I just ran out of steam. I just couldn't do it. I can only do so many things, and I had the opportunity to do use Pinterest and really kind of promote it and get it going. But it never really paid off for me like I was hoping. And then I've read a bunch of different blogs and stuff, and they've all been saying, you know, if you really want the most out of it, you have to promote, like you have to pay for ads, and you have to pay Pinterest to promote out your ads, which is awesome. But I really don't want to do it until I get an ad that is organically working really well and getting people's attention and having them go, whoa, this, and clicking it. If I can find an ad that does that, I wouldn't mind promoting it. I'm just not going to promote a dead ad or a dead pin. If I can't get other people to look at it and click on it, like, why would I pay to get it in front of so many more thousands of people? Like, if I was getting out there to, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, and I was getting a 3-4% like click through to my site, yeah, I'd probably promote it. But since I'm not getting that, I just don't see any reason at this point to pay to promote. So I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon until I get one of those magic pins that just seems to click with people. All right. So that's what I had going on last week. So next week, what am I going to be working on? This next week, I plan to jump into doing some website tweaks. I know I had said before that I'd done some tweaks and then I was going to wait and see. I have waited. It has been about a month since I did my last series of tweaks. So I'm going to go back in and I'm going to tweak the site again. I'm going to add some more things. I'm going to do frequently asked questions. I'm going to add more frequently asked questions to more of the posts, so more of the articles. And then I'm also going to go in and make sure I have a clear call to action in the first section of my article. So on the mobile, I want it to be within one scroll. So they'll start reading one scroll. I want to have a call to action where it says, hey, by the way, click here for. So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to add some call to actions on my top producing articles. And then I may go in and tweak the writing on some of my less popular articles and see if I can't get them boosted up a little bit. So anyway, that's where I'm at on that. Okay, so that's my plan for next week, is I'm going to just be doing some insight tweaking, and I will let you know what it was I did on those pages, what I was able to add, and then hopefully we can track and see what kind of a difference it's going to make. So I guess that's pretty much it. That's what I've got for you this week. I appreciate you guys hanging in there. I really am super happy that there are, in fact, listeners listening. I'm shocked every time I look at the analytics and I say, holy smoke, people are actually listening to me ramble on in a pretty nice microphone. Now, I must say, I'm really liking this microphone. Not exactly super comfortable with my voice yet, so I'm not really liking that. I've gotten to where I can almost now listen to the podcasts and edit them, which is why they're so poor at this point. I seriously have not been able to get myself to edit them, edit the podcasts, because every time I go in and I listen to it, then I hear me swallow, I hear smacking, I hear my voice, I hear breathing, I hear everything that bothers me, and then my voice doesn't sound like my voice. I am so used to hearing myself talk in my own ears that when I hear it recorded and played back to me, I'm like, oh my goodness, who is this nincompoop? So anyway, I'm getting better at listening to myself talk, so I will start editing the podcast a little bit better, but I'm not going to make any promises, because honestly, I kind of like just the rawness of it. Without you hearing me try to sugarcoat or change stuff or try to be too professional. So maybe that's just me being frugal. So I'm not wasting a bunch of time doing a whole bunch of edits that are probably fairly unnecessary anyway. And I don't want to sound unnatural, because if you guys ever do meet me, I do the weird pauses, and this is just pretty much the way I talk. So if you ever do meet me, say hi, and I would be more than happy to talk to you. Anyway, that's all I've got. So I appreciate you guys listening. Please do promote this. Tell your friends. I'm not too proud to beg. Tell your friends if they're interested at all in growing a business. I'm interested in getting some more listeners. And I'd really love to hear from you guys. So please, if you have anything you'd like to hear me go over, please, please, please jump on our Facebook page. It is Grow an Online Business. You can make a post. You can post on there. Feel free to jump onto Broken Moon Media. Add me, drop me a line there. I don't mind. I just want to hear from you guys. If you guys have something you'd like me to go over, talk about, take a deep dive into, do a series on, or even interviews. I think we talked a little bit about that before. If any of you are starting an online business and you'd like to talk, let's do it. We'll do a pre-recorded thing. We'll post it on here, or we'll do it live. I don't even have a problem doing that. So at any rate, please like, please subscribe. And if you at all can find it in your heart, give me a review. Give me an honest one, but give me a review on the platform you listen to this podcast on. So it really, really helps me out if you will do that. Okay, guys, that's all I've got for you this week. I look forward to talking to you soon. And please do stop by Facebook. Thanks.